For giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I go through all this again. I went with a girl. I called up. I got a charge on my Citibank card for $59.89. I don't know, for they say it's for, what the hell did she say it was for? Oh, mixer. I got three, dear. I don't need another one. I know who you are. I know what it's all about. But I'm just asking you, will you please, take it off, forget it, do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm understanding, sir. I was just going to ask for your first and last name, along with that
Paul,
address for the security purposes, please.
Okay, Paul Mossman, Mossman, 9 Green Street, Waltham, Massachusetts. Color green, 02451.
Thank you for that information. And to whom is Nancy?
That's my wife.
Okay, so the account is actually under Nancy's name. She's the one who ordered the product. Well, took the survey, to be exact.
We never got a product. We never got a... She said something about an email. We never got an email. We never got a product. We never got nothing. So you're charging me for something
problem.
I never got. So you please take it off. That's all,
okay?
So
this is my protocol. This is what we do. I'm not trying to frustrate you, sir. I do understand that there was a survey that was taken for a KitchenAid mixer.
So
happen to have your wife around?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've already asked her, and she said, no, you never ordered anything. She went, why would we order one when we got three?
Okay, so did you express to her that it was a KitchenAid mixer?
A KitchenAid mixer? No, I don't need one. I've got three of them.
I understand that you don't need one, but your wife, she's the one.
My wife lives with me. I know what we need each other. We need what the other one needs. And we don't need three mixers.
No problem. Because someone in your household possibly ordered the, took the
survey. No one. No one else in my whole household. I'm 87 years old. She's 86 years old. There's no
one
else in our household, okay?
That's understandable.
We
do take fraudulent.
We've accumulated three over the years, and we don't need one more.
No problem. So we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization,
no fraudulent. I don't know who the hell that is.
Yes,
but,
sir. I'm still going over the account, so I would greatly appreciate your patience with me. All right, so we can get this resolved.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, sir. So we do take fraudulent charges seriously. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. And if these are charges that you've all made and just do not care to pay, then you can be charged a fine due to false accusation of fraud. It will take 3 to 5 business days for the refund to fall back into the account.
I
do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready when I get a pen in my hand. Okay. Go ahead.
C like Charlie.
Charlie.
9
C. Okay.
759.
759.
074.
Do that again.
C like Charlie. 920. 759. 074.
Oh, no, I haven't got this right at all. Charlie 750. And then what's after that 0?
Is C like Charlie?
Yeah, I got that.
920.
What's next?
First, it would be 920.
920. So it's
759.
750920. Is
That's
that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling customer service. Enjoy your day.
Yeah.